Christ is risen. Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard, is a part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song. Last Sunday, we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus from his death on a cross. We continue the Easter season for 7 Sundays, after which we celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the church at Pentecost. The epistle readings for Easter in this third year of the lectionary cycle are from Revelation. John is writing to the 7 churches of Asia, signifying completeness. The number 7 implies that he is writing to the whole church. In his greeting, grace and peace is invoked from God the Father, him who is and who was and who is to come. The Holy Spirit, spoken of in an unusual way, the 7 spirits who are before his throne, and the Son, Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. As we read on in the text, John presents more detail of the vision, describing the Son of Man in different terms that were very characteristic of the message of each prophet. We sing of the ruler of the kings on earth in the hymn, "The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now."
A reading from the first chapter of Revelation. John, to the 7 churches that are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the 7 spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos, on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, "Write what you see in a book and send it to the 7 churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea." Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning, I saw 7 golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in a furnace, and his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand, he held 7 stars. From his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, "Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades."
Thank you.
gospel reading for today tells of two of the early appearances of Jesus to his disciples after his death and resurrection. He entered the locked room where they were, greeting them with his peace and showing them his wounds. In advance of Pentecost, he announced that he was sending them out, bestowing on them the Holy Spirit. He was equipping them, among other work, to forgive or retain sins. A week later, Thomas was also present to see that Jesus really had been raised from the dead. There were numerous other times that Jesus joined with his disciples in the 40 days between Easter and his ascension to heaven, leaving no doubt that he truly conquered death. We reflect on the doubt and then the faith expressed by Thomas in the hymn, "These Things Did Thomas Count as Real."
A reading from the 20th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
Thank you.
The members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 a.m. This is followed by Sunday school and Bible study for all ages. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. For more information, please call 574-896-2025. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. May you remain strong in the knowledge that our Redeemer lives.